Welcome, welcome. This is what, like, episode 6, I think, of this. I lost track of this point.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Kids Season. We got some good stuff, guys.
We got some gorgeous stuff tonight.
Some all timers, too, just gotta say. We got some good ones coming up here.
Hey. Before we get too far in, because we got some heavy hitters that we're going to be doing lots of chatting about, I want to thank our patrons, our wonderful, beautiful patrons. Before we get too far into the patrons, I want to tell you, and I'm going to spam the chat with it, all of our patrons, all this month and last month's people who contributed some money, that will be going to Backyard Footy along with our kits that we sold, the proceeds. So if you're a patron, your money is not going to the stream or us, is going to a good cause. You're going to make a difference. And if you would like to make a difference and you missed out on the kits, go check out the Patreon. I'm going to spam the link, and it's always the first thing in the description. But I want to go ahead and thank John Hunt, Frank Anthony, Aaron J., Christopher Cohn, Harry Austin, John Fuller, Michael Fuchs, Joshua Deuter, and Noah Telford. Thank you so much for helping us. And listen, it's enough yapping for me. I'm sure I'll be coming in later. But now for Brett and Fox to steal the show.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Julian for the comment on the Pirate Kid. I'll get to it a little bit later. So appreciate you on that one.
It's all right.
I always do my best. You know, I gotta look good for you guys. We're all doing well, you know, as Julian says. Yeah. We're all doing well. I think so. I mean, we're here Thursday night and we're doing another fire episode of Kids Season.
Yeah, this is the life. This is what dreams are made of right here. So
yes. So I need to any quick thoughts before we dive right in, because we're all over USL right now tonight.
Yeah, we go championship, League One. Yeah, like we're just rocking everywhere. So it's going to be a good time.
Good time. So speaking of, as tomorrow is International Women's Day, as always, support the women's team, with Women's League, and the Super when it comes out, launches this summer. We're going to start with the USLW League's Paisley Athletic.
I'm going to pause. I do apologize for the graphic. I made the graphic, and I did not put the actual Paisley. I accidentally put with THL. So that's on me. I'll take 100% blame for that. But I did tag Paisley, so I really apologize to Paisley.
Hey, I guess it works, right? I mean, you messed up, but you did it.
Right. I tagged Paisley, yeah. The right tag. I'm sure they appreciated that.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, besides, you know, Fox's fun social media era there, I wanted to get into this kid a little bit. This is nice. This is just, you know, it's a little fun little kit. I don't know. I've always liked purple and white. It kind of reminds me of Racing Louisville a little bit.
I will say this is a very strong Racing Louisville vibe. I think it doesn't help that it's the circle badge. It's the lavender.
The purple.
We had the white kit too, so it's very Racing Louisville.
I will say those colors do look good on white. It does look good, so give them a little props there. So I mean I'm gonna jump right into it. Like, this for me, this creativity is a 4. This is obviously not a template, obviously, and it, you know, it's definitely creative. I like it. This is thoroughly, this is fun. Definitely out of the box. I definitely enjoy it, especially from a W/2 league team. As we mentioned, they're more on the amateur side. So putting an effort into kits, they've done well when they do it. So I appreciate this. Now I will say I'm gonna give them a 2 for creativity, because I don't know how that ties into their team. I mean, they're like area, so I would love to get educated, but
you give them a 2 for ties the local.
Yes, ties the local. Yes. with, you know, but I would say I get this before because I want this. This is nice. I would add this to my closet. This is, it looks good. That's an X factor. I wish I had a collar. I mean, I'm going to say that every kit is never going to stop coming out of my mouth. I'm going to always say I want a collar, but I'm never going to end that. And then just the design flow. It looks good. It's simple. It looks good. It looks smooth. There's nothing left out of place. I gave it a 4 for its design flow with an overall of 3.5. The ties of creativity, ties to local went down, but this is good for me.
It's not unfair, but I went a different way on that one. Creativity, I also gave a 5. I mean, it's beautiful. It's literally using paisleys. It's a paisley look. I like it a lot. I really want this. I also gave the ties to local a 5, not for necessarily the local, you know, where they're at, or anything like that, the team, but for the badge and the name.
Okay, background for you guys. Their location for Paisley of Kearney, New Jersey. The reason that they were able to start being what they were is because back in 1875, the Clark Thread Company of Paisley in Scotland extended its activities to the United States, erecting 2 large mills in Kearney and adding 2 others in 1890. So those mills brought there from thousands of Scottish immigrants. So this is thousands of Scottish immigrants from Paisley moved to this town where Paisley are located.
Ah. Things we learn on this show. Right. I'm telling you. Thank you, Taylor, for that.
So fix your stupid score.
I'll do it later, maybe.
Yeah. Well, see, like, again, yes, I try to tie it local if it's local to the community and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as, like, just throwing a map on the kit, you know, you got to – it's got to be something different to be considered local. So I also could tie it to the badge. Are they using the badge? Are they using the colors? Are they using the team identity? Stuff like that. So that's what gives it a 5 to me, because it's using its name. It's using its colors. Now, I will say X Factor, I did say a 4. I want this. I'm not going to go out of my way to, you know, purchase it right now, anytime soon or anything like that. But, like, it's definitely on my wish list.
Yeah. Hey.
Man, everything. Just throwing up the links so you could go ahead and buy the Paisley kit right there. Design flow, I did give a 4.5. Probably could have knocked it up to a 5. It's smooth. It's nice looking. I mean, honestly, I'll probably just change it right now.
There you go. $65 too. That's, as we talked about numerous times on the show.
Yeah, I try not to let price affect. I pick what I want. I try not to let price affect my ratings and stuff like that. But, you know, it does.
It affects, like, the everyday person when buying it, you know?
Right.
Like, if it's inexpensive, how can it actually become, like, a community kit? Or, like,
yeah,
community lots. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to get those, what we call the casual fan. Yeah. This kit will make casual fans want it. But, and at the price, it's perfect for it. If it looks super nice and it's $100, maybe you can get the true fans, the team's fans and stuff like that. Somebody local, but you might not get the collector.
Yeah.
Who's living on a budget with twins.
Balling on the budget.
Balling on a budget.
So what was your overall score there, Fox? I don't think you said it. I know it's displayed on the screen, but what was your overall score?
Well, now it's a 4.8, but it's...
You actually changed it live stream.
I fixed my score. There we go.
I'm rolling with it.
Easy as that. Hey, it's fixed. It says 4.8. That's why we have Kaylor here. Because he's amazing. Yeah.
Hey, well, with your 4.8 and my 3.5, but with asterisks here. We'll look at it. I'll see if I adjust it. It's a 4.1 overall. That's still not a bad kid. This is really, my goodness, really solid kid from Paisley Athletic. I did hiccups. It's a 4.1 overall. As we said, they have a creativity, type, local, X Factor, and Seinfeld. This is well. I like this stuff. This is well from the W League side. So.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that Lexington kit.
Any other additional thoughts here, Fox? Obviously, we like the kits. We both want this. This is nice.
And again, I feel like this is kind of, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way, but like a cheaper version of the Louisville kits. And as somebody from Louisville, I mean, I'm rocking my Louisville City right here. I appreciate that. Like, it doesn't feel like a knockoff. That's not what I'm trying to say. It just seems like, hey, this is like an affordable version. I get to support a local team somewhere. That's really cool.
Yes. Hey, I mean, I don't think we're alone apart saying this looks good. Julian in the comments saying, you know, he likes creativity as well. This is creative, you know. We're not the only ones.
Good. Parker, you have not missed the Lexington kit review. Parker said, I missed the Lexington kit review. Have not got there. We're trying to just do like 5 or so each week, and they keep coming out with more than 5 each
week. So, I'm pretty sure we're at like 25 on our list right now, so we're getting through it.
It's almost there. It'll be within like the next 5 weeks.
unless a team comes out with a banger, Parker, we're trying to do this in chronological order of when they've been released.
Yeah.
If a team comes out with something crazy that needs to be talked about, a la our next kit, we'll put those a little bit higher on the pecking order, but Lexington will be in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. All I'm saying is I hope Louisville releases some kits too, since it'd be cool to do an all Louisville,
all Kentucky.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
There we go.
Eastern?
Yes. Yeah, 10 a.m. Eastern. So we'll keep an eye on Kentucky. So we did Kentucky Derby here on this.
The Kentucky Derby?
Derby. Hey, you say Derby and I said Union and you had issues with that? All right. So anyways, overall 4.1 from us from Paisley Athletic. Well done with the primary. And yeah, this is good from Paisley. I like this. The purple looks good. The creativity looks good. Well done.
Great job, Paisley. Off to Tennessee?
Off to Tennessee, not quite Kentucky. And this, honestly, this is good.
Bang. I mean,
this is just.
Needs a collar, but bang.
I mean, it just looks so good. Like, I don't know. Like, the colors flow. The gradient colors. It reminds you of the upper, like, half of the crest. You and I both know Fox, they love to use all the colors of their crest. And
use the badge colors.
They use all of them. It's not like Indianapolis, who just uses like maybe like 2 of the colors and then like accents that maybe here and there. These guys go all in. And it looks good. And apparently, Jeff Markham already has this Sunspire kit, which apparently looks even better in person.
I can't really imagine that it can look better in person. Honestly, this thing is just, it's a sick kit.
It looks good.
It's a pine cone kit. Oh, goodness. Michael Fuchs. That's a comment right there. He said it is a pine cone kit, not to censor it. Now, Michael, be honest. Is that a rivalry? Is there some rivalries being spoken right here? Yeah, quiet Lexington. There it is. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff said, quiet Lexington. There's the sunscreen right there.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not the same thing.
But I will say, the kit can look like a pine cone if you didn't know what it's referencing to. And I can, but it's not, so that, you know, maybe not disturbing. But yeah, besides, you know, just glamour all over this glorious kit here. Shall we go over our ratings?
Yeah, I'll start. Me. right. Creativity. 5. I like when teams utilize local monuments, local things, buildings, spheres, what have yous, which then goes with ties to local, obviously. 5. Like they are literally using something from their city.
One and the same.
Yeah. Like I can't say it's not created tied to the local. Local designer too, yes.
Yeah,
I actually listened to that interview. It was really cool because he's like, I guess he wasn't born in Knoxville, but he like lived there for a long time and went to college there, met his wife there, lives there now, is a graphic design artist. And then just he got the opportunity and just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
X Factor.
Right, Evan Ford, by the way, that's his name.
So. Yeah, Evan Ford.
Thank just you.
Killing the game. 5 for X Factor. I want this. If I had cash flow, it would be in my thing, in my closet. That's where things go. Design flow. All right, I'm ready to be eaten. I did say 4.5. It's heavy on the player left, our right. It's heavy. And it's not bad. I can't give it a perfect score. It's just heavy.
I thought you'd have thought more about the sponsor being really high up comparatively. I know they've kind of done that in the past with their others, kind of like been all over the place.
Yeah. Well,
I thought it would be more of that.
That does affect it. Maybe that's why it feels heavy too, because the Sun Sphere is so big at the bottom. And then, I mean, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's a sphere. It goes in. Yeah. But because it's a sphere, because it goes in, it gets heavy at the bottom.
Big ups on Cub Fiber for allowing their logo to be changed to fit the kit there.
Yes, about to say.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We thank you for bringing that up, though, because we do bring this up a lot of the time. It kills us when a sponsor won't let the designer or the team play with their colors, at least.
Yeah.
I know the design, like, you don't want to mess it. That's your logo. That's your brand. But let them play with the colors, okay? Please.
Right. Like, let people have fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, so overall, that gave me a 4.9 when you round. 4.875 if I'm going to be that guy.
I'm going to be very straightforward. This is a solid 5 for me. This is perfect. It doesn't have a collar, but it fits every criteria for me. But a collar, this is like a 5.5 or a 6 for me. I don't
5.5.
This is 5 for everything. Design flow, creativity. It looks good. I want this. This kind of reminds me of the Borussia Dortmund third kit that they did a few years back. The white that had the nods with the little... Not quite the same, but it gives me similar vibes. And I love that kit. It's my favorite Dortmund kit. And
you're not wrong. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looks so good. And honestly, I think white looks good with colors, like lighter colors like this on it anyways. I think those just look so good.
Oh, this is a good fall kit. Yeah, you coming out mid-November, just looking nice.
God.
Julian with the shade again.
The Pinecone FC, apparently. Whatnot is now Pinecone FC. I mean,
hate is going to hate, hey, hate is what I've learned. That's what T Swizzle taught me. And I mentioned T Swizzle, so that means we'll get a lot of likes. A
lot of likes. Yes, maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out the third kit. I just wanted to, I didn't want to steal like what I thought you were going to move on. So I want to jump in, but I'll let you finish first. I'm going to hop out. Let you finish.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm like, this is so good. I mean, I don't know. This is everything I want in a kit. I hope Hummel once again knocked it out. They're doing great this so far with a lot of other teams who let them be creative. Whatnot has been creative from day one. So
yeah,
we knew this was going to happen.
I still love my Whatnot kit that I have, my blue one.
I'm about to say, you love that one.
Yeah, I wear it quite often, honestly. So definitely one of my favorites. And they always come out with great kits. They're very comfortable. Hummels are always comfortable. So
here's here's Sunsphere facts, because this is what I'm going to do now, which is look up fun facts. The glass, the reason it has that particular shade is because each pane of glass was made with 24 karat gold. It is tinted with gold.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So the original design was to have a certain diameter to of 86.5 feet to represent the 865,000 mile diameter or diameter of the sun. So this is supposed to be like a one-to-one, like a, not a one-to-one, but like a
to scale.
To scale version of the sun, which is neat. And apparently somebody weighed it at one point at 540 tons.
And that's like the same as the sun.
Yeah, exactly the same. I think there's math there.
No. I saw it on the internet. Trust me.
True.
It was on Facebook. My grandmother shared it. It's fact.
Hey, what can I say, Jeff? That's what I'm here for. And I'm Jeff, I'm sorry what I'm about to say then. This is also the best kit that I cannot buy. There is, growing up in Alabama as an Alabama fan, the UT, I just cannot do it. And here was the thing. I was going to click the order button. I almost did it. And then I saw the UT on the side, and I just can't. I can't do it.
I love that level of pettiness.
If like, it was genuinely, if it's sent to me, if someone gifted it to me, I think I would just do a giveaway. I can never wear it. I just can't make myself do it.
Oh, goodness. You just reminded me that we're doing a giveaway tonight.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah. Hopefully y'all liked and shared my Twitter post.
Hey, it's great. It's, they do some things. I won't say good things with their kids, but they definitely do things with them. So definitely want those in your collection.
They do things with their kit. You're not wrong.
So yeah, this is one that's doing it well. And as obviously Taylor here, you're helping us learn some history on this show. Honestly, I learned so much every time I come on here about some German last week. So we learned some history a few weeks ago with Mark Crosby from Hummel. And now we're off to learn more about Knoxville and Paisley. So
yeah, I like the way we're going. We are the new version of Pawn Stars. You know, just we'll show you something. We'll tell you it's a good deal or a bad deal. And then we'll give you fun facts.
Fun facts.
Love it. Yes. And $85 is a steal.
Hey, it's cheaper than, or cheap, it's about as cheap as Indies with 1,000 times better quality. I'll put it that way.
The amount of petty to be turned off by the badge of the hospital.
Hey, mad respect, as Jeff says. Like, University as an IU person, Tennessee. I feel that with Purdue. I can't do Purdue, and I get that, so.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I'm such a weird thing, because like, I'm a huge Kentucky fan. And like our rival's Louisville. Like I'm from Louisville though. So like if it's something in red that says Louisville, I can't rock it.
Yeah.
But like I can wear stuff that obviously has this city of Louisville on it. I mean, but if Louisville City came out with like a red special edition kit, I can't buy it. I won't buy it. It's gonna look like a University of Louisville.
I'm about to say imagine that if you partnered with them.
God. Well, we did just sign a goalie that played for Louisville and the UK, which is super confusing. Okay. I hate college rules. Anyways.
Yes. Anyways, one Knoxville. They're shooting star number one right now in our rankings for this season. They're number one from our currently rate. I think we've done like 30.
Yeah.
So like 15 kits. I don't know. We've done 22 kits so far. 23. And these guys are number one so far. So One Knox is number one right now.
You're number one.
They're top ten. I can't do the math right now, but they're easily top 10 based off their score. So
is it not in there?
This is so good. No. I just haven't.
Oh, you have to update that.
Yes, I haven't done that yet. And there's tiebreakers, so I didn't
there's tiebreakers and everything.
I haven't finagled with it because sometimes someone has little odd digits at the end. So this is a top 10 kit from One Knot. So all timer. So well done, Hummel and Knoxville. So it's done. So
yeah, it's a perfect kit. Like I can, it's kind of heavy on the side. I'm trying to be so much more picky here than I was in the past. Cause when we have the scale that we're using.
Yeah.
But because we have the scale. So I'm trying not to just like five. I love it. That's why there's so many that have an X factor of five because I love it. I want it. But I can now pick out the slight flaws.
You're averaging currently an average of 4 right now on all your X factors. So just an FYI.
Yeah. See, I want most of these kits. That's the issue.
Well, I will say everyone should want this one. This looks good by One Knots. You never disappoint us. I'm excited to see the home. How this compliments that. So well done. One
Knot. Boom. On to the next one.
On to the next one. I honestly forget on top of my head. If we got a video for you, let's do it.
Bring back the
you could have striped sleeves.
As long as there's hoops at home.
When are we getting hoops on the hoops at
What's up, man? How's your day going?
I'm having the weirdest day. Fans keep talking about the old kit and the hoop sleeves.
I mean, maybe they have a point.
You know, we did win a championship in these.
Keith Savage, what are you doing here?
2 championships, actually.
Iron Mike.
Classics never go out of style. Try this one on.
I love this.
That's a hype video right there.
That video is so fun. There's like some old references to like pinball machines. I love that type of stuff. Going back to the NASL days with some of that history. Tampa Bay has some of the best history in U.S. soccer. They have been, especially since the last few years, they've been rocking that like, I forget how old that like, that crest. That special one with the stash.
Oh, with the guy with the mustache, yeah.
I love it. So finally paying homage to that, Tampa Bay. Oh, that was so cool. I love it. I love tying into that history. And it just, I don't know. It just, when teams have the history and leads, and I'll put it that way, embrace it. And Tampa Bay
utilize it.
Yeah, utilize it. And they, like, do not shy away from it. This looks, I just love it because, you know, last week we just celebrated Sacramento being around for 10 years when we thought that was a big deal. Congrats to them. Here's Tampa Bay with like a 1970s, if I'm not mistaken. This is awesome. I love this.
Yeah, they should have brought the Elvis collar though.
Or put that mustache man for the
mustachioed.
Yeah, mustachio. I would love that. So, yeah, I'm going to just dive right into this. And I also say the socks and shorts make this look much better. Honestly, I love the whole full retro look. It looks even better, personally.
That's the way to go.
But, yeah, I'm going to go and just rate this here real quick. I'm going to ahead start this off here. I think for in terms of creativity, this is a – wait, where is that? Yeah. For creativity, even though it is a traditional kit for them, and this is kind of their thing, I gave this a 3 for creativity. If you didn't know Tampa Bay, this looks like just a kind of a simple-ish kind of hoop kit, but obviously Tampa Bay. But it's still only a 3 for creativity for me. It looks sweet though. So like ties the local. This is obviously a 5. I love this. This just screams Tampa Bay. Everyone's been dying for the hoops to be back. And it's Tampa Bay. They have to have the hoops. It looks so good.
They gave the people what they wanted.
They did.
Yes, and they should have.
And this is a 5 for me for my X Factor. My wife might disagree with me. She gave it a 2 overall. I don't know what's in her mind. But I gave this a 5 for me overall. I mean, not overall. A 5 for an X Factor. This is what's so slick. With the form design flow, I mean, I think it looks good. The little collar bit that they do, this is, I don't know. It just looks good. This screams Tampa Bay. And this just screams history. And this is the type of stuff that the USL Championship and USL in general needs to just shout out and just embrace this. And I love it.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue too hard. I do have a different of opinions on a couple of things. Creativity, I did give a 4. I feel like they kind of stepped out. It's not a template. It's nothing crazy. It's one of those things. It's not a template, but it's something that they've done before, technically. But it's what the people wanted. It's what, you know, I think what we all are excited to see it.
Yeah.
Ties the local, I gave a 4 as well. It's the Rowdies. This is a Rowdies kit.
Yes.
And we've talked about identity tons of times, and that the green and gold slashes, not slashes, stripes, even now the hoops on the arms.
Yeah.
Like, if this is a Tampa Bay kit, you can see it from a mile away. If you're any knowledge of USL current or past and past soccer, you know that's a Tampa Bay kit. So for, I said X Factor, I did say 3. I would happily take this, but I, there's that logo.
This was the original logo, which I'm going to throw this out there. I have a couple of pet, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to just say I have a couple pet peeves. They didn't go with the original logo. And based on the original and based on the information I could find, this version that they are wearing, this one right here, the primary green, was their away colors when they wore these. This is technically their traditional away kit, not home.
That's traditional U.S. sports, though. If you're going to have that conversation, think about the NFL, think about the NBA.
Except Dallas. And they're the weird ones.
But when you're away, you wear your color. But when you're home, you wear white. I've never liked that. I feel like that doesn't make sense to me. But that's traditional USA sports right there. Just America at heart. So I do appreciate that they actually switched that to their home color, because it is currently home green. But yeah, X-Factor has a 3. I like it. But it's nothing like I'm fighting over to get. Design flow, I did say 4. It's smooth. It looks nice. Other some things with the color. I feel like the color kind of throws me off. Like how the yellow stops. It's just slightly off for me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Otherwise, I mean, if we're going to be completely honest, it is just a green shirt with yellow stripes. I know it's history. I know it's nice. I'm wearing just a purple and white striped jersey.
But it's not a jersey for 50 years worth of soccer, though.
It's 10 years worth of soccer. No, no, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like it for the history, but it's a good design. It's a good design. Not an amazing, not a great, not a crazy. I want it. It's a good design. Which gives it a 3.8 from me.
And in overall, the 4. So, I mean,
yeah, so it still that. Got a 4.
Still got that. So, okay. I'll back up a little bit. Maybe you're still. Green
Goblins. Green Goblins. There we go. We should start making every team based off of superheroes.
Hey, maybe a new episode.
There we go.
Another content.
Hey, Kayla, you want to do another podcast?
I have to sleep at some point.
Nah.
I'm intrigued by something. This is a dumb thing, but for a lot of teams, the amount of a color that you see is a big deal. I know boo, hiss, MLS, I get it. But I remember a couple years ago, MLS messed with the stripes for Atlanta United, because their whole thing was being the five stripes. And MLS was like, what if we added five stripes of each color? Right?
Right.
I remember that.
I wonder if the amount of hoops matters. Because, like, I'm looking at pictures of old kits, and I'm only finding a couple that sort of look like this.
Oh, okay.
And there's real, when I say a couple, I mean one picture. And I'm going to pull it up in just 1 second if I can. Oh, this is super tiny, but it's this one. This is the only picture that I can find that has like this amount, the same amount of hoops and the same kind of design. And I understand that the idea was just the hoops, but also this is one image.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, but it's just something that I wonder if that matters to Tampa Bay fans at all. Because, like, there are, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, technically 7 if you consider the arm, like, band. 7 hoops. I haven't seen anything that many besides for the long sleeve kits that have randomly showed up. That's it. So, it's not really me being nitpicky. It's genuinely wondering from Tampa Bay fans, does that matter to you at all?
Is it just the fact that there's hoops that you want it, or did you want like the exact same hoops?
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm wondering. Because if we're calling out ties to local, wouldn't you want to go back to the same exact thing that was in the past? Because adding a modern twist and making your hoops skinny doesn't make it modern; it just makes it skinny hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there such thing as modern hoops?
I don't think so.
Just like take the hoop and just go sideways slightly.
Put it in the MLS next font. It all.
There was a comment that said like something to the effect of like, it looks like AI wrote this.
I'll be honest. The favorite tweet is literally, I love the one that I had of, it looks like the MLS Next Pro font looks like Mr. Crocker when he sees a Fairly Odd Parent.
I love that.
That's such a good reference. Such a good millennial reference. Hey, shout out to all of our 30-year-olds.
Hey.
Just rocking Fairly Odd Parents. Speaking of our next podcast, Fairly Odd Pod. Okay. We're just going to rewatch every episode.
Cease and desist. Do
you just like have ideas in your head for like podcasts? Like, are you that bored at work?
Yeah. Hey guys, math. Just do math. All right. Do math. Podcast ideas. Fairly Odd Pod.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
people are leaving now. Thanks. Sorry, Julian. Yes. thanks for showing up. We appreciate you showing up.
Appreciate the love here.
Hey, I think we're going to SAC, aren't we?
Yes, but honestly, overall, this Tampa Bay got a 4.0. I think I said that earlier. I just want to reiterate that 4.0 from Tampa Bay. You brought back the hoops, but is it the right hoops? We'll have to decide on that one a little bit later. Tell us, Tampa Bay fans, how you feel. We like the hoops.
Tweet us.
To what degree?
Tweet us, Instagram us.
All of the socials. So, thanks Tampa Bay for some rowdy kits there. Anyways, we're moving on from the East Coast to the West Coast. We're gonna go back to our friends at Sacramento, but this time we're gonna rate the primary kits.
To Cali, Sorry.
I will say, the last time I was in California, California Girls released. So that tells you how long ago I've been there. So
that's a good song.
It was when I was in like third grade or fifth or whatever it was.
God.
It's been a while. Yeah, I'm slightly younger than you. Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Zach Town. Sacramento.
Do you want to go first with your rating? And for reference, it's the red one on the left.
I was about to say that exact same thing. Yeah. Also, though, if we're looking at this, $98 is kind of ridiculous. Also, if we're looking at the font of this ad that they gave us, this is the MLS Next font. That R is going strong to the left.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I love Hummel, and I don't know necessarily what's making this $98. I do remember looking at the details, and the badge is super nice on there. So, you know, probably added on some fun things with the badge to make it, you know, more expensive. But if we're just looking at this red kit, it is a red and a not a different red. There's Kayla with the Mr. Crocker gif on there. Trying to have a professional show here. Thank you very much.
We've failed about 3 years. So
one day we'll be a professional show. We have a couple of years to keep going until they're like, stop it. Anyways, creativity 3.5. It's a stripe. I mean, it's two different colors. It is third two different colors. It's not even like centered, I guess. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but like even congruent to for the MLS franchise fees. Ouch.
Never yeah.
You are not wrong. So yeah, like I think I said like, because one of our things with trying to decide, like, is it a template? No, because it's off center. And that's what makes it not a template to me. Because like if it was centered, you know, directly from here to the seam on the bottom corner, it would be a 3 to me. But Tyson Local, I mean, I gave a 3. Also, it is using the colors of the badge. And that's it. All right. X-Factor, I also said a 3. It's not a hideous kit at all. Like it's a nice shirt. I would wear it. And honestly, if like I was a Sacramento fan, I would buy it when it went on discount. But I'm not a Sacramento fan. I appreciate what they do, especially when they help me out with my my charity stream. But they like the kid's kind of boring. Design flow, I did say a 4.5. Everything fits well.
Yeah. Well, apparently, according to you, the offset.
Yeah, right? And that's why it's a 0.5. It's not a 5. So that gave me a 3.5.
Okay. I was a little harsher, let's put it that way.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know, obviously, you had your 3.5. I do like that collar, you know, that nice little collar, though.
Yeah, Hummel's been doing this with a lot of these collars. I'll be completely honest, Hummel. I love you. I love you deeply. I don't like these collars. I don't know what these collars are, and they bother me.
Ooh, we're zooming in. We're zooming in hard.
Yeah, there's the badge.
I will say the updated crest does look good, especially on the kit. I will say it does look well. It does look good. So, yeah, as you see down below, my score is a 2.8 overall. I was a little harsher. So, its creativity is a 2 for me. It comes down to two things. I said maybe a little bit more from Hummel, and this is just a split kit. This reminds me a lot of FC Utrecht and what they do out there with their split kit. So, not something that they've done before.
Did you pronounce it right?
Utrecht? Yeah.
Okay.
Utrecht.
Utrecht.
Anyways, So yeah, I give it a 2 for creativity there. It's tied to local. I give it a 2. I mean, yes, I know they're kind of using both colors of their old red and the new red, but like that doesn't really cut it to me. The 2 for me for its ties to local. It's a 3 for me for an X Factor. The collar helps a little bit. Otherwise, I'll get it, but I don't need it. So it's just that feeling. Plus also my wife gave it a 3 as well. Yes, I asked my wife on her opinion. So she also gave it a 3. So that did, correlated with my X Factor. So I think we're aligned with this one. And then overall, I did Design Flow 4. Nothing terribly wrong with it. Just nothing. It is done something perfect in terms of Design Flow. So I gave it all overall the 2.8. I very much prefer the Away Kit, to put it that way. My score will reflect that as well. It's a 1.2 point difference between the home and the away. As always, I do like the little side sponsor there, though, for 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Shout out to them for doing that. So, for putting that on their sponsor.
Yeah.
As always. Obviously, there are some good details on here, as Taylor's pointing out. Obviously, that crest is straight up badge porn. As always, I will always advocate for crest like that. Love that stuff. I don't know though. Outside of the kit though, this seems pretty basic.
Yeah.
I expected something more akin to their away kit. This doesn't quite knock it out for me.
Yep.
So yeah. Any other?
I hate the new badge.
Oh.
I hate it. Well, I'm going back to this one.
That's what good.
They lose one match at home in the playoffs and they lose the Indomitable thing.
Oh, yeah, it's right.
What is that?
Yeah, weird.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I even noticed that. I bet they just changed the color, the background color. And did
the whole thing was that they had a, let me see if I have this right. So the club's motto, Urbza Indomita, which is like the indomitable, right? It features a horizontal eggshell and white stripe and a star. And I feel like this is a little bit closer to that. Plus, oh, sorry. I'll go back to the other one. Yikes. But I don't know. I don't understand. Like, they lost the whole indomitable part.
Yeah.
And they went from a brown bear to this.
Yeah.
It's a black bear.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Was it a color situation again?
No, because colors wouldn't matter with for badges. Like, plus the text wouldn't have to change.
Yeah,
they were with Hummel last year.
They were.
That's true. Hummel could do it.
Yeah. Sacramento fans, please let us know how you guys, how y'all feel about this. Like,
how we feel about the new badge?
Yes. Yeah, so obviously, I will say to Taylor's point. Sometimes rebrands, they did too simple, and they remove the things that we like about it, which is that indomitable. And I don't know.
Lost like 3 home games in the last 3 years, and they lose one home match in the playoffs, and they're like, no longer gone. Indomitable.
Gone. Right. Hey, maybe they're just split on it like this kit. Anyways.
Did you have kids?
No, but everyone says I make a great fun uncle at least. So
any sack facts why these kids are represented to the local?
I think they're just a nod to their history from what I got from the presser. It's just basically new red, old red, let's split it in half, show both red. Just like what you see on the away kit, which was so much better representation of it. Seriously, that was so much sharper.
And see, look, as the away kit, the sash goes through. This makes sense to me, logically, mm-hmm. that a sash would go through, because if you're wearing a sash. But when you do the split kit, they literally just took the sash and made the top red, the bottom old red, or burgundy, or whatever red you want to call it. But so it's the same design, essentially. But the sash, again, makes sense to me. Like, you would put on a sash on top of your shirt.
Yeah.
As someone who's worn a lot of sashes, I understand. So, this one makes sense to me.
Yes.
The home one doesn't make sense to me because it's not a sash.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a split kit like Trek does. It just, it doesn't always land if you don't do it forever. So, it's one of those things, if you do it, you got to do it forever. Yeah, so overall, Sacramento, this is a 3.1 from us. It's right in the middle of the road with your home. We prefer the away better. The away got us a 3.8. So, and plus you lost the Indomitable on your crest. You know what I'm saying? Hey, maybe we had to do a crest season here at some point and rate some crests.
Well, almost every year, the USL show does a crest tier list, and that's coming out soon. Couple things. So the crest is pretty easy to, or like that whole thing is pretty easy to explain.
Yeah.
When you see the California state flag, like they just took the state flag and took the best bits from it. Yeah. That was their old logo. I'm just going to go from this, like it's literally the same exact bear until they changed it. They just copy and paste, same one. It's the same colors. That said, in my research, I was thinking maybe this has something to do with the, maybe the city crest or something, or like the city logo. And I discovered the city of Sacramento has the worst logo of all time.
Oh no!
Man, they have, imagine the embroidery machine for that. I worked at Lids, and we had to, do the embroidery machine. Anything with this type of detail, that's a smoosh.
How do you go from that state flag that looks really good to this?
It's trying to do all the things that represent SAC.
There's better ways.
Let's walk through it. We got Valley Mountain, cool. Mm-hmm. Boat.
I think the
port. Boat? Harbor, port.
Harbor, port.
Transportation.
Lambs. And then whatever the thing in red is.
Is that a whale? A well?
Like it could water? It could be a well.
Yeah.
But then they have a guy who's tilling the land or pouring out sand. One of the two.
Smallest bit of land too.
On the right, we have mass pollution.
Yeah. You mean factories and industry.
Above it, we have airplanes and dying of dysentery.
Nice.
And then the capital.
I mean, why would a plane be above?
It's talking about the history of travel, how everybody has always wanted to come to SAC. Sacramento.
Always. I think the last people that tried to go to Sacramento got a lake named after them.
You ain't wrong.
Where's that on here? I want that on this crest, little city.
I'll be honest. This sort of
city crest kit. The colors. All the colors. I want to see this entire thing just a big circle.
Next design idea for all of
them. Yeah.
The city of Sacramento logo, before we move on, it looks like if you were to take the old, like, European, like, football crests, and, it's always like we take the one thing that our city has and we put it. Like, Everton has the weird, like, steeple thing, and they have the other, like, spiral things. Like, they just put that on there. They made this back early on because they were like, how are we going to describe Sacramento to someone who's never been to Sacramento when your logo was just your postcard, basically?
Yeah.
and they never changed it.
See, but with the industry and the planes in it, this had to be modern, though. This isn't like this wasn't designed in 1850, a year after they were founded. This was designed on paint in 1996.
And those cruise ships were pretty modern too, behind that one boat.
Yeah, this was designed on paint in 1996.
Like,
there's a weird amount of detail on the lamb too.
Yeah.
There's a weird amount of detail.
And also, all the windows have little slashes too on them. Like,
hey, he was really good at paint. Okay. can zoom in really well.
I mean, yeah, but like, who would approve this? Like, who sees and go,
the
"I
city
want
of
this for
Sacramento.
My city."
I want to see the flag.
I did find that. Give me just one moment.
Deep diving. We're not even talking about kids.
This is what we're here for. Yeah. As the producer, I am totally bringing us off track. This is not a good picture. Because it's not what you think it'll be. I was hoping it was this.
Graphic design's my passion.
Oh gosh, where is it? Open.
Desing. Graphic desing is my passion. Which is better.
This is it.
Oh.
What?
I actually like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like not bad, but apparently there's this.
There it is. There it is.
No, no. No. What ruins a good flag? Why just throw your seal on there?
Because it has to be there. It's the way it needs to be.
That's just so bad. Like, also, why do you need to put your name on it? You don't need to put your name on
the
it.
City
like,
of Sacramento.
I'm thinking the page from whatever that guy's gray name on YouTube. Like, why do you put the name on it? Into the seal, it's on there twice. City Sacramento is on there twice.
Just in case you weren't quite sure what city this is, this will not look good backwards.
Okay, so to get us back on track, we're going from this.
Oh, God.
To this. That's nice.
That's better. Hey. I like this. This is better.
You have a point. It got better. It got better.
Oh my goodness.
Can we go to North Carolina?
Do we?
Can we go to North Carolina, please? Hi, North Carolina. All right, guys. This is a good kit. I like it.
I will start on this one.
Yeah, you can start. I'm going to give a little spit about it, but then you can.
Once again, I like it a little bit less than Fox here. I will say I'm a sucker for blue and black. I think it looks good, especially with a little bit of the gold trim there. I like what they did with the crest. The crest looks good. I would have liked a little bit more gold in the actual kit. Since they went gold, kind of like heavy on the crest, I want a little bit more gold, maybe on some cuffs, maybe those vertical stripes. I don't know, just a little bit more. So overall, though, for me, the Sacramento, I give it a 3 for creativity. It's a template, and it actually looks good. What?
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. It gave me a 3. What?
You said Sacramento. That's why I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Great. I'm going to walk out of here now. Anyways. So I gave this a 3 for creativity. It's a template by Adidas, but honestly, it's not a bad template.
It's not a bad template.
I couldn't give it a 4, though. It looks sharp. I do like it, at least from a basic design point. Spokane soccer show. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. What's 3,500 miles between friends? I don't know.
I don't know either. Is this a reference? Am I doing a bad job? Is Spokane rivals with North Carolina?
Oh, shoot.
Sacramento. Yes. Sacramento, North Carolina. Okay. Okay.
We are too tired right now.
I am living life
just
right now.
We spent 20 minutes looking at the Sacramento crest. That should tell you where we are right now.
Yeah. I am living off of a zero sugar Coca-Cola cherry because it's 0 points on Weight Watchers.
Yes.
I'm trying to make my extra large kits not feel like a large kit.
The large extra.
Thank you, Spokane, for explaining that.
I went back to the North Carolina kit here. As Michael points out, this North Carolina kit feels a lot like the Atalanta Bergamo kit. Hope I'm saying that right. I kind of get those vibes. I do. I remember that kit. Definitely reminds me of that a little bit. So.
It's probably the same kit because, like you said, this is a template kit. So
template, yeah. Which obviously, because it's a template, it gets a one for creative. Four times the local, like.
Yeah.
No. I mean, no. This is not. It's not title local. But because it is a good template, I wouldn't mind adding this to my collection. It's a three. It's a three for me. I wouldn't mind it. It looks good. It looks blue. I think I need some more blue in my collection. For some reason, I don't have enough blue. I have more pink than I do blue.
I actually don't have that much blue either.
It's weird.
Yeah. Like, I have the light blue for my One Knox kit.
Yeah.
I can't think of much other blue I have.
I have a few indie ones, but they don't have a lot. I don't have quite a, you know, not as many as I like. I like blue a lot. So, whatever. I do feel proud to say I do have family out there in North Carolina, especially Raleigh. So, maybe I'll have to catch up catch one of these kits, maybe. And design flow, because it is a template. It is a four design flow. Nothing really wrong with it. Nothing really great with it. I would like a little bit more gold. It looks weird without more gold, especially when the crest got monochrome, because there's only diachrome. There's usually a little bit more red on the crest. So, a little weird not have more gold. Maybe gold shorts? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I say creativity, I did give it a two. I don't know why. It's a template. that was the rule. It's like, is it a template? Is it a good template?
Yes.
It is a good template. I like the diagonal stripes, the thin diagonal stripes that go through the thick vertical stripes. I actually really, really, really do like this template. So they did do a good job choosing the template. As it ties to local, I also give it two, only because they changed their badge to match the colors.
That is ties to local? Okay.
We've talked about this a billion times, how it does it connect to the badge. Now, the badge connected to the jersey this time, and I'm counting that.
Okay. We'll go with it.
So that's a two. X Factor. I did say four. I actually really like this. I'm not going to buy it. But, like, it might be on my list of, like, once, you know, like, maybe towards the bottom of my, like, Christmas list type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you have some extra cash flow.
Or summer sale or something.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what color. I can't say. I'm not going to act like I'm going to read that color. But Spokane said that this color is a tough, tough color combo. And they did pull it off.
This is where I'm going to have disagreements.
Yep.
Because this picture is good. Try to pick these two colors apart on TV.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. That's why I wish there was a little bit more gold. I think it would have helped with a little bit of that.
Or just use your crest, which is your state flag.
Yeah. To say, because they're normal
for the crests. Local, for the local tie too.
Yeah,
it's nice. Okay, no, this is a better picture to show. you can't distinguish these.
Especially if it's wet. Have fun with that.
Oh, yeah. When they start sweating in these, it's all going to be one dark color.
One color. Hey, I mean, as Spokane, I hope I'm saying that right. Spokane? I think we established that. Like,
yeah, we've
talked about Spokane.
Spokane. Thank you.
So we've had this conversation before.
I'm not good with speaking, so we're just going to roll with it. Spokane soccer show, rightly notes. It looks like the black and blues from Inter Milan. So I definitely see that.
But that's good. And also without Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Yes.
But Designfly, I did give a 5. It looks really good. Like,
yeah.
I agree with what y'all are talking about with the color, but like, it's a sharp looking kit. It's just kind of a boring kit. It's a template kit.
Yeah.
This is on my Adidas. So like, also guys, Adidas, I actually really like Adidas. Typically they're very comfortable kits and everything like that. But this new Adidas logo that's been coming out, that's a big old logo.
That's big, yeah. Like I remember when they first dropped it. The name kind of simplified a little bit. Like, I didn't mind that logo.
Yeah, I don't mind just the three stripes. That's what they are. Like, I would say everybody knows the three stripes.
Exactly.
At this point.
And I gotta pop in because I gotta ask to make sure I'm not going crazy. Maybe it's the picture. But is it textured?
It kind of looks like it.
Oh, it does look. It looks soft.
It does look soft.
Is this soft?
This
is embroidered. Mine is.
So yeah, that, but this be, looks. It almost looks.
It looks felt.
Felt.
You're not wrong.
We need someone to confirm this. Because if this is like not. It's just like kind of felty, that is random.
But gives it bonus points.
That's enough.
Why not?
That's something we asked for.
I want
that in the kit.
I want everything belt.
Oh.
So overall, this did get a 3.25, which is a 3.3.
Yep.
For me.
And overall, a 3. It's a template kit. It's not boring. And this with the all white. I think it was white, gray, whatever. This actually looks good. It's a decent template. 95 though, so a little on that. But
because it's Adidas, and that's what happens. Like, again, I like Adidas. I get it. I get why you want to wear it. They're very comfortable jerseys. They make good quality gear. Climalite, dope.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cost, especially the way they're doing it. Adidas isn't working with North Carolina.
No.
I'm not going to say that as a fact. I'm going to say that as a strong conjecture. This is how I am 93% sure that Adidas is not working directly with North Carolina or Louisville or anybody, honestly, in the USL. They are working through either just the My Adidas program or through a supplier. And I'm assuming My Adidas program, and they're going on their website and just clicking. But when they want a nice badge, that's more dollars. When they want the embroidered stuff, the felt bat logo, that's more dollars. So every little thing that they add on to it adds another $10 to it. And so they're probably not trying to screw you out of cost. This probably cost them, you know, $50-$60 a pop. And they need to make some sort of money from it.
Hey, maybe they got paid that expansion fee for when they moved back up and made one to lead the championship. I don't know.
There's a theory.
May not be a good one. Hey, I will say that theory dies when we get to Indy 11, and I'll get to a whole lot there with them. So, North Carolina. I like your wake it better. Would it to that one another time. This primary, it looks like a template. It is a template.
Yeah.
It's a 3.
It's not an ugly template. You did choose one of the better templates to choose from.
or got lucky with one. I don't know.
Or got lucky with one. But I mean, like, this is, I feel like this has been the way it's been for teams with Adidas. It's cheaper just to redesign their badge real quick to fit a jersey.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Louisville. Literally, the last two seasons just have came out with a black jersey with one simple color, which was gold for the three stripes, and then changed the badge color to where it was all gold. And the sponsors were all gold and stuff like that. So they, I'm sure it was a lot cheaper for them just to change the badge color than having to, you know, try to find a kit with a cool design. And they did the same thing with the black to purple badge that they came out with last year. I mean, it was a sick badge. It was a really cool look. I liked the products that came from it. But again, the kit was just a black kit with like the slightly different purple three
shirt. Yeah, it was kind of weird when Indy eventually left Adidas, when their last kits, they actually had some decent ones from Adidas.
And right, they started trying kind of a little bit.
Very shocked. We're like, oh, okay. I mean, I was here for it. I bought both of them. So, I don't know. North Carolina, we've had better. We've had some bangers like One Knots, or even Tampa, or Paisley even. You probably have half your budget.
Before we go, the important stuff of the night that we need to talk about. Cary, North Carolina seal.
Ah, yes, the last bit here.
What is up with them having to have every single thing about their city on the seal?
But here's the thing, though.
This one looks better.
This one, like, this. Yes. Yes, it does.
I mean, there's some color to it. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but it. Would you rather have no color or
no color? every color. Please bring up Spokane's comment. Soccer cop is the best thing I've read in a while. I would wear the heck out of this. It screams soccer cop to me, but it's nice. The badge with the star.
Wait.
And the police navy. This is a soccer cop jersey.
Nicknames to every team tonight. We've given One Knots the Pinecone FC.
Paisley. Paisley's the only one.
And Paisley put little Paisleys on there.
Yeah.
Unless you want to call them like, I don't know, like a wannabe country star, but that feels mean because it's actually a nice kit.
It is. Yeah. Hey, maybe we gotta keep track of all these nicknames, get them trending. We got soccer cop now, apparently.
I think part of it is the fact of the way he's standing. He does look like he's ready to protect and serve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the full picture is police. And again, the North Carolina star gives me sheriff vibes.
It does.
Like, this is soccer cop right here.
Someone please edit this kit onto Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I could do it, but it will just look like I cut and paste this picture.
Hey, I don't ask for it to be good. I just want it.
It needs to exist. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah.
We're getting to city crests at this point. Do we need to do like a USL city crest tour? Like of every team that we rate now to like rate their city crest as well? Like, is that what we're doing?
This is going to turn into my own personal bit that no one cares about, but I'm just going to do it now.
This is going to be the next person. You're going to be the next I hate your crest guy.
I love I hate your club.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Except for he's getting into kits. Stay in your lane. No. Besides that.
Yeah, go ahead. Just I hate your club. What do you have to do?
I love your stuff. It's just... One, I'll be completely honest, it breaks my heart that like his like one Twitter post about a jersey gets more likes than mine. It breaks my heart. I'm like, no, we've done this for three seasons. You just now started talking about it.
Post Paul Blart with that North Carolina cop kit, and then we're good to go. We'll get all the likes.
I'm gonna
Paul Blart, soccer cop.
Paul Blart, soccer cop.
Here's the thing. And I could look into the history of Cary, North Carolina a little bit more. I do know that, like, they have, like, a sister city in Ireland. So I'm assuming Ireland is big, as a big part of Cary. Mm-hmm. I will say this. When I like it a lot more, I like that it's simple. It definitely looks like it was drawn in 1871. They're like, we're Irish. We've seen fire here. There's houses. There's a courtyard. There's a church.
Seen fire
here. Yep.
We've had a fire or two.
Like,
okay, Chicago, calm down.
I still think that if you're branding a soccer club and a bad TV show comes up before your soccer club does, you probably should rebrand a little bit.
Maybe.
Grant, they tried to rebrand it, and everyone hated that.
What? Which time? The first or second time?
Second time it felt like it went well, but that was because the first time went as badly as it could have.
The bar was so low.
This doesn't sound familiar.
Cary, North Carolina. Okay, hold on.
Hey, I'm just happy the best test in the NFL has not been changed in these.
Yes. Also, I always appreciate Michael coming in because I'm not the only Fox now. So, so fun fact about me, like, this is my actual surname, Fox, and we changed it to Fox back in World War II. And by we, I mean my great grandfather. I was
a twin. No, you were there. You were.
I did it, but we changed our name from Fuchs, the exact same spelling and everything, because of what my grandpa saw, what was happening to the Japanese. He was really afraid that it was going to start happening to anybody with a German name and stuff like that. So they changed it, Americanized it. It's a direct translation to Fox, but I appreciate it. All right. Fun fact about Cary, North Carolina.
This is about to go out first thing in the morning on the USL show. In the 1850s, a man named John Bradford moved to the area and opened an inn, giving Cary its first name, Bradford's Ordinary. Do you know what the name of North Carolina FC's head coach is right now?
Ordinary.
John Bradford.
Fate.
A man stuck in time.
He's been stuck. Like, he's Benjamin Buttoning right now, and no one's there to help him. They're like, he's just...
he's Benjamin Buttoning, and nobody's there to help him. That's... this poor guy.
I didn't realize that the founding person of Cary, North Carolina is the same name of their head coach who just got them, quote-unquote, promoted.
You gotta broadcast that everywhere.
Is this... People in North Carolina, is this known? Is this a known fact in North Carolina FC world?
I don't know. I mean, most people probably don't even know who founded their city. So, like, I doubt it.
Yeah, it was Sam Louisville. That's who founded my city, Sam Louisville.
I know where I live. Tuscaloosa, Sergeant
Green.
Tuscaloosa is named after Chief Tuscaloosa, which means the Black Warrior, which the river beside our town or beside the town is called the Black Warrior River. So,
I
just know ours is named after King Louis. So then I moved to St. Louis, which is named after King Louis.
Hey, well, I'm in Indianapolis, so I think you can kind of derive where that kind of came from. This, you know, pretty straightforward. City of Indians. Not very creative.
Yeah. I actually did know that about Elijah Craig. Yeah. I worked at a liquor store for 2 years while I was getting my teaching certification and subbing and all that good jazz. So fun fact about Kentucky and bourbon. If you need to know much about bourbon, I know enough to have a good conversation.
You're from Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of in our blood. But I think, are we going to move on to the big show? The reason why people are here? Did you see the link in the private chat? Kaler? Because I can't share my screen. I guess I could, but I'm not going to. We have 3 kits, 5 people. I guess what's going to happen is first winner will have first choice, second winner second choice, and third winner gets the last kit.
That works.
Yeah. CH, first winner. Congratulations. You all have the first choice. I'll DM you with the.
Yeah,
that's 1. Yeah, I'm literally typing, making a post as we go.
Hey. Love some giveaways. Brandon esque. Be a Brandon or esque.
He's not completely Brandon, you know.
In essence.
Yeah, just he's Brandon esque.
And then finally.
Oh
my goodness. Soccer Enjoyer. I wonder if they like soccer.
It's definitely the best name.
Best name, yes. I mean, the best name pick season, but we already have that.
Yeah.
Well, so, congrats to our 3 winners. Bots will be sending out the DM, the details, and y'all will be getting your Las Vegas Lights kits. So, that we have for you guys for part of the giveaway. So,
yes, sir. So, yeah, I appreciate, you know, everybody who came out to, you know, be a part of that and trying to, you know, share the love for what we do.
Yes, we love a good giveaway here at Kick Season. So, all right. I mean, is there anything else there, Fox, before we did to our last bits parts of the evening? I know we've been having a fun conversation, learning Crest history. And rating some beautiful kits.
Oh, Soccer Enjoyer 11. That's Franck LeTonc. I just realized that. So
hey,
get it, Franck. No, he's
big fan of the show.
Yeah, he's always sending love. So I'm glad that he was. I mean, I'm glad everybody went. I'm, you know, congratulations and stuff like that. But oh man, ZH with the DM already.
Perfect, man's ready.
But yeah. Yeah, no big comments or anything right now. Yeah, I just, you know, I love y'all. I'm emotionally attached now and expect a wedding ring. Just don't tell my wife.
All right, before we head out, as always, one of my favorite parts is to do a little bit of a kit show off. I'm, you know, obviously tomorrow is International Women's Day. I mentioned that at the top of the broadcast. I got Angel City. I love it. It's palm trees. It's pink. It's black. And it's the NWSL, which might be Rivals Super League. I don't care. I don't know. I love it. It looks good.
Not and Rivals yet.
What?
Not USL Rivals yet.
Not yet. We'll see. Some soccer wars on the horizon. Fox.
And I am rocking the 2021 Louisville City away kit brought to you by Adidas and when you look in the inside tag, my Adidas. And
your Adidas?
Yeah, it's my Adidas with the I. I do like this, though. It does have the USL badge. I do appreciate that. And I like the way it feels. And you just, it's not a hoop, though. It's not a hoop. You can't call it hoops because it doesn't go all the way around. It's just.
You're just going to be spinning. You're right from the walking
distance. What are you doing? It's not a hoop. So yeah, it's one of my favorites. I do wear this often, especially for Louisville games. I feel like it's a good casual. It's not too purple, it's not too white.
It does look good. You know, I hate Louisville City. It does look good. I'll never wear it. I'd rather burn it. So
I don't know. All right, let's hear. ZH1, Brendan Esk1, and Sucker Enjoyer 11, which is Franck Letonc.
That's so
fun
to say.
I don't know. Franck Letonc.
I assume you retweet everything. Yeah, that is our show. Once again, congrats to our winners for our drawing. I know we've gone on a little bit, you know, past our normal, just 25 minutes over. We've done it before.
That is my fault.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm here for it, though. I love it. I love learning some random
As an educator, I do appreciate learning new things about things.
It's not learning if I'm talking about clip art, like, city.
But that's literally what learning is. Tell me you don't put clip art in presentations at work.
Oh, I do. 100%.
Like,
100%.
Do you want it to look good or do you want it done?
So that was our show today. We really appreciate everyone coming out to join and learn with us, even if we got to talk about CityCrest somehow and some little bit of city history along with some rating, some beautiful, amazing kits. We thank y'all for coming, you know, joining us tonight. And we have some great stuff coming up, a lot of great kits to come up, and maybe some will knock over one Knoxville. So we appreciate y'all.
Time to look up that Knoxville City Crest. Yeah.
Please don't knock up one Knox.
I know. I said that.
It's going to be two Knox real quick.
I'm just hoping y'all wouldn't catch that.
No, we heard it.
Okay, great. Great. Okay. We're done here.
But thanks for coming out. We love y'all. And I was going to say something and I can't remember it.
I got the heart. I'm good.
So. Oh, I was going to say next week on what were we looking at for the cities?
What, like the crest, the logos?
Next week on Crest Season. It's going to be a good time.
This just sucks.
So late. You put me 21 minutes past my bedtime.
Oh man. All right, whatever.
There's no sugar at it.
Oh yeah. And before we leave, please check out an interview that we did with Lionsbridge to devout on their new latest kit. So
comes out in a couple days.
Probably this weekend sometime.
Great interview and skills. So please check that out before we forget what we're talking about. So
and it's only 15 minutes, give or take. It's not We didn't dive into the history of their city crest.
Dude, no. Okay, I am so sorry, Fox. I mean, Taylor, you got to show this. There's the Knoxville city crest in the Knoxville flag. You have to show this. I am so sorry.
Did you look it up?
No. Someone had
to. No, I saw Michael said it.
I know.
The flag of... Oh, no. Oh no.
Are we allowed to show it?
Oh, it's bad. Hold on. It's a grainy picture, so bear with.
Oh no.
Oh.
This is one of those like eye check tests, right?
Why are there so many stars?
It's how many championships, bro. Step up. Yes. Honestly, it doesn't look as bad on the flag.
It looks weird with the colors, but honestly, I kind of dig it. But it's so weird.
It's not okay though.
I don't understand any of it.
I don't either. I mean, the white looks better than the yellow.
Yeah.
Is that why is symmetrical so much like that?
I don't. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna wait a minute.
What are we doing?
I'm not gonna read the whole thing. Basically, a Knoxville citizen and attorney thought the flag would serve a would serve the purpose as the perfect symbol. The Chamber of Commerce agreed and sponsored a nationwide contest for the flag's design, because that's the best place to go for your local city design. It's nationwide.
This is like a city design. It's not like, okay, you know, I've been to California. I get it. They have grizzly bears. Put that in the flag. Like, this is a city.
Lloyd Branson, a Knoxville painter professionally trained at the National Academy of Design in New York City, who studied further in Paris, won the prize and $100 reward.
I want to take his college degrees that he studied at and just burn them. Because they did him wrong.
I don't know if the National Academy of Design in New York City is still around, but they're ashamed. They're actively ashamed.
How long ago was this designed? Is this, someone got paid only $100 for this?
1896. No. Hold on. Now I got to do an inflation calculator.
Yeah, what's $100 in 1896? This is $2.3 million.
Oh my god, dude got $3,600 to make this load of crap.
It looks like West Ham's logo with a choo-choo train, some weird stripes, with a
choo-choo chain,
and like
with the choo-choo train. Yeah, I just saw that we were tagged this
on Discord.
So yeah, so join our Discord. Be a part of the show.
Okay, so I see. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna give him no. You know what? I'm not gonna get on Mr. Lloyd Branson, because apparently that's an updated flag. Here's the original one that he drew.
Oh no!
No, he did a good job.
Oh,
it's the same
thing. They ruined it.
Yeah, there's no details in the red, blue, yellow, or the black.
And that's much better.
Wow.
And if you were to ask me this or this, I mean,
why did they have to? Okay, go back to the old one.
They put a lot of detail into the
inside. Yeah, it's not needed. Like, if they wanted to modernize this, don't do anything in the inside. Don't add more details.
Yeah, I was to say, that's not modernizing it.
Yeah, that's just doing what, I don't know, not good.
That's doing not good.
Okay. City flag, city crest, I guess. City crest season is this season, I guess.
I will say we got to watch out for what we're doing. We don't want to get copyrighted by Big Bang Theory. Fun with flags. That was Sheldon Cooper's podcast.
Dr. David Kitts, program manager with Knoxville Police Department's SCU, Special Crimes Unit, appreciates that the flag is a unique part of Knoxville's history, but he couldn't understand why hardly anyone seemed to know that Knoxville had a flag. So Kitts did his part to share the historical history, and he created a Wikipedia page devoted to Knoxville flag.
Thank goodness.
And if you're interested in that, I'm putting in this.
No one knew about it.
No one knows about our page. We gotta fix that. And everyone in Knoxville's like, no, please no.
Oh, wait, it's the third oldest city flag in the U.S.
Wait, what?
That's interesting.
Okay.
So what, somebody else?
Yeah.
Wait, Lloyd Branson has an actual Wikipedia page. Okay. All right. Wait, he did good art. This is nice.
Why does this feel like that game I used to play in like high school? One, like, hey, you start here to Wikipedia, go all the way.
I am so bad about going on Wikipedia deep dives. This is why the show needs to end soon, because I will end up somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
I mean, we're already talking about City Flats of Knoxville at almost 45 minutes after we stopped talking about Knoxville.
In case you're wondering, the National Academy of Design in New York City is still open, and they should be ashamed of themselves for what they've done to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Goodbye before this goes any farther.
Thank you for watching another episode of Pit Season. Make sure to follow Protagonist Soccer.
And learn about some City Crests, apparently, as well as kits. City Crests, kits, and flags, apparently.
All right. Bye, everyone. This was... All right. Just...
Thank you for watching another episode of The USL Show.
The USL Show is now proudly part of the Protagonist Podcast family. Please go to protagonistsoccer.com to check out more work. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see everyone again next time.